And the first item is 2023-14 North Star Property LLC Revised Preliminary Site Subdivision Plan.
Madam Chair, before we do that, I see there's some folks that have walked in wearing costumes. There's a rule in our Planning and Zoning Commission rules that are published about standard of conduct. It's Rule 14. And it says, persons attending the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting shall observe appropriate dress standards and standards of conduct. Attire that may distract from the proceedings shall not be permitted. We cannot have folks showing up to meetings in costume, just like we have rules about oversized signs and things like that that distract from the proceedings. There's an expectation of decorum in the room. So that we'd ask that you either take off the costumes, or if not, we're going to have to ask you to leave from the room. So.
Point of order.
No. Sorry. Thank you.
If you remove your costume, you may stay.
As long as there's something appropriate on underneath. So. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate your cooperation with that. And sir, I know that you were here last time, and frankly, I think it caught the commission off guard a little bit. You know, but we just can't allow that to continue to happen, particularly when we have a rule. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, first item under other business is 2023-14 North Star Property LLC Revised Preliminary Subdivision Plan. Thank you, Mr.
Madam Chair, because of the complexity of the site plan and the amount of information shown and the chronology this application has followed, Mr. Lowry is going to provide a presentation to the commission, including some illustrations and analysis of the plans. So.
Thank you, Jamie. So I'll read the memo first and proceed after. So this is a revised preliminary site plan for the creation of 758 single-family lots utilizing the cluster subdivision option, private roads, open space, and related amenities. Specifically, the plans are being brought before the commission to determine whether the newly submitted plans comply with the conditions of approval, especially with regards to condition B of the conditions of approval, which required the removal of the connection between proposed roads E and B, and whether the reconfiguration of lots meets this condition in terms of the requirement that, quote, the current location of lots 202, 203, and 221 through 225 shall be eliminated, end quote. The applicant has submitted a redline version of the plans, noting the changes, and staff have also supplied an overlay of the configured revised preliminary subdivision plan and the preliminary subdivision plan as previously approved by the commission at their meeting of Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Property is on a 433, more or less, acre parcel of land lying on the south side, Lewis Georgetown Highway, east of Dairy Farm Road, Sussex County Road 261 in Lewis, Delaware. Tax parcel is portion of District 334, map 5.00, parcel 175.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The revised preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and appears to otherwise comply with all conditions of approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the revised preliminary subdivision plan be approved as a revised preliminary subdivision plan, only with the final subdivision plan to be required to come back before the commission, as is the case for all final major subdivision plans.
So it meets all the open space requirements that we set?
Not entirely. That's what I'm going to enumerate now.
Okay.
So if you'll just bear with me one moment.
And
I would note that the applicant in their submission package did particularly say, as a preliminary matter and before providing more specific responses to some of the comments in our review, that they would like the plan reviewed strictly for whether or not it complies with the conditions of approval at this stage. So in other words, they're not coming back for final right now. Mm-hmm. They are coming back for clarification to verify whether or not this latest submission iteration meets the conditions of approval, specifically with these the two conditions that I noted. And I'm going to bring that up, and I think I'm going to be able to illuminate this relatively clearly momentarily here. So
are you going to
Are you going to show us the interconnectivity that you were?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
For those lot numbers on this red line, it's kind of hard to.
So first, I just want to note up this document here, just so I can contextualize what we're looking at.
So condition B is going to relate to this area and this open space along in this red box. And then the other condition is related to the perimeter buffer requirement as it relates to the adjacency to the commercial area and the multifamily area. And as you can see up on the screen, there is the condition requiring that the forested perimeter buffer be around the entirety of the perimeter of the subdivision. And it appears that it is only 20 feet on the most recently submitted plans in the areas adjacent to the commercial area that received the change of zone to commercial, as well as the conditional use area that includes the multifamily improvements. So the remainder of the subdivision has the full 30-foot required buffer. For whatever reason, it is only 20 feet in those two areas. And then the next item is the open space, as we were discussing, and that is focused in on the red box that you see on the far eastern portion of the subdivision. And again, as you can see from the condition, this is the condition lifted right from the motion to accomplish the proposed connection of the proposed connection of Road E and Road B shall be eliminated, and you see that highlighted in the blue box. That was the first target area, and that lots 202, 203, and 221 through 225 be eliminated as well. Now, what I did on the graphic, I've isolated area where the road connection that is required to be eliminated is, as well as the enumerated lots.
So that's on the prior preliminary site plan?
This is the original preliminary okay. subdivision plan submitted in July with the public hearing, July 24.
Yeah, okay.
And then I draw your eyes to this graphic next to show the chronology. And I think this enumerates everything. And then I have a short video at the end that kind of hopefully brings it all together. As you can see, here are the conditions stating that the proposed connection must be removed and the current location of these lots must be eliminated. I want you to key in on that. What I've done is I've highlighted those lots to be removed in blue across every plan and everything you'll see going forward, so we can keep track of where that area was regardless of what iteration of the submission was submitted. So this is the original one. Then this is the interim one that was submitted in December of 2025, where they did remove the road connection because it's grayed out, and you can see that this is the new lot configuration, and they did remove some lots, but again, here is the area highlighted in blue where those lots that were required to be removed would be juxtaposed with that next iteration. And then finally, this is the most recent provided plan, and this is the one from February of 26. And again, they've reconfigured the lots and they've increased the space for the connection of the different segments of open space. But as you can see, here is where those original blue lots were. So in terms of whether or not those lots were fully eliminated to the commission's preference, that's for the commission to decide in their review. But I wanted to just kind of show how they have reconfigured it. This was the original with the road crossing. This is without the road crossing, with the lots like this, with a very limited amount of space. And then here is the most recent iteration that has the lots more separated. I'm going to have one last graphic that I can scroll down. And hopefully this shows you this is, again, the most recent submission. And I've isolated in the blue box. Again, you see that the road has been removed. And at this point now, the clearance that gets you through there is about 60 feet. In terms of staff were struggling to make sure that it was as clear as possible in terms of how this fits into the overall open space design of the entire subdivision. So to that end,
And hopefully with that effort, a short video was built that will hopefully illuminate this rather well. As you see, here's the entire subdivision as we're zooming in on it. And there's the, this is the iteration submitted in July of 2024, the very first one. And as you can see, I've highlighted, there are those lots to be removed. As you can see, the road is still there and the lots have been removed. So then we come in with the next iteration. There is where those lots were. And now the road is gone and there is a connection to the open space, but it is somewhat minimal. And then this is the final iteration, that is the current plan as of February 26, where the lot the have been reconfigured. That is the blue, again, is where the original lots that were to be eliminated were. And then, again, just to zoom out and show you, there's the 60 feet of clearance, and then I pulled out one last time to so you could see in terms of how that fits with the entire scheme of the overall open space in the community. And then I did one more run-through where I pulled out the color underneath so that ideally we could see it even more clearly in terms of the revisions. And so again, there are the lots isolated to be removed per condition B. And then so this was July of 2024. Then the applicant came back in with another submission, and this was Christmas of just this past year, 2025. The road was removed and the lots reconfigured, but there still is only a limited amount of space that is adjoining those open spaces. And then finally, here's the final revision, the current version, where you can still see where those original lots in blue would have been. And then there's the new configuration of the lots. And once again, you can see that that has expanded the corridor from the latest iteration. And that's there's roughly how that fits in with the grand scheme of the conference. Hopefully that was illuminating in terms of.
Thank you, Mr. Lowry. That was for all the detail. I appreciate that.
So it does look like they've effectively kept some of the lots in place that the commission conditioned not exist to promote the connectivity between the different open spaces. I don't see how we could approve it as it stands. Thoughts from everyone else?
I think you're referencing 581, 582, 802, and 801, those lot numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, is it six? I'm sorry.
And just to reiterate, the applicant is requesting a determination as to whether it meets the conditions of approval. They're not seeking final approval at this time.
It's not ready for final, right? Because we don't have all the agency approvals and everything. Anyway, this is a revised preliminary site plan, right?
So that's correct.
Oh, there it is.
How about the buffer? Yeah. About the buffer being small, 20 feet.
That's a requirement. That's going to have to be.
Thin. Yeah.
Yeah, my inclination would be that we...
It looked like there was room for that, sorry.
It did.
Yeah, I think we should clarify to them that those lots in that blue area that's designated, I think the expectation would be that those would be removed before we approve the preliminary site plan.
And
this is a really large project with a lot of visibility. I don't think we should give them an indication that this is okay. Thoughts from others?
I agree. So that would be lot 581, 582, 601, and 602 to be eliminated. And then the 30-foot buffer shall remain throughout.
So do I need to move to deny this, or do we want to defer it for them to come back with a revised plan that looks more like we're expecting?
So the thinking is today, we brought it here for discussion. So staff have heard the commission's discussion today. We have enough to go back to the applicant and work with the applicant. One option is to take no action today, and then we will just continue working with the applicant on revisions, and then eventually a final will come back to you with all the agency approvals and the revisions. That's one of the options. So
I think I'd prefer that option if everyone agrees.
I agree.
All right, so I move that we defer action on...
Take no action.
Take no action on 2023-14 North Star Property LLC.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to take no action on 2023-14 North Star Property LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is S23-12 Chapel Farm Final Site Plan.
This is a final site plan for Chapel Farm LLC for the construction of four 15,040 square foot multifamily structures, a service road, parking, amenities, and stormwater management facilities. The four multifamily structures are comprised of 32 units each for a total of 60,160 square feet and 128 dwelling units. The plan also proposes a 23,790 square foot commercial building with commercial improvements taking access from the proposed public access road and Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Road 88. As part of a pending DLDOT improvements at the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Cave Neck Road. Conditional use number 2193, permitting multifamily use, 128 units on the site, was approved by Sussex County Council on Tuesday, June 21st, 2021, subject to 16 conditions of approval. Preliminary plan was subsequently approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of April 20th, 2023. Parcel is comprised of 14.93 acres, more or less, and located on the northwest corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Road 88. Final site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for CU 2193. Tax parcel is District 335, map 12.05, parcel 12.00. Zoning is medium density residential district and heavy commercial, C3 district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any discussion on this one?
No.
Okay. So I move that we approve the S23-12 Chapel Farm final site plan as a final.
I second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the final site plan for S23-12 Chapel Farm. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next up is S24-59, Leeward Chase Amenities Preliminary Site Plan.
This is an amenities plan for Leeward Chase, a duplex community consisting of 53 duplex structures totaling 106 residential units. Multifamily use was approved by Sussex County Council via conditional use CU2369, ordinance number 2936, at their meeting of June 27th, 2023. The proposed amenities include a 1,720 square foot more or less clubhouse, a 1,125 more or less square foot in-ground pool, outdoor patio area, fencing, a pickleball court, and parking. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 0.4 miles east of the intersection of Sand Hill Road, Sussex County Road 319, and Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. While staff note concerns related to the screening between units 89, 90, and 91 through 94, and the amenity features, the preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 135, map 15.00, parcel 98.00. The zoning is agricultural residential, AR1 district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
All right, does anybody have any questions? Or
I do have one question on this one. I know it's for the amenities. Have we seen the rest of the site plan as a preliminary yet? I was noticing, reading the letter that's in the file about the bus parking, that it needs to be out on the roadway from the school district. So I don't want to not just bring that up and then assume that. Has that been in front of us yet?
Well, this plan already has a final approval. The overall community, and it was recorded, actually.
And it was with the bus. Okay. Yeah. I know it was for the amenities, but I wanted to make sure because it was in our packet just to make sure. Okay.
But I can certainly make sure to confirm before final stamping.
Okay. That would be great. Thank you. That was the only question I had.
Okay. So I guess with that, for the preliminary site plan, that I move to we approve the agenda circulated?
It's for S24-59 Leeward Chase Amenities. Move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for the amenities.
I second the motion.
Is that your motion?
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
I second the motion.
And final by staff?
Final by staff.
Staff is requesting if possible.
That means that once they get all the agency approvals in,
yes,
that it just doesn't have to come back to us. It would just go.
Okay.
So final by staff. Okay.
All right.
All right, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for S24-59 Leeward Chase Amenities with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is S25-73 West Coates Professional Center West preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of an office use on the site. The plan proposes the adaptive reuse of the existing 890 square foot garage structure, converting it into an 890 square foot medical physical therapist office to include parking and an internal road. The plan proposes no increase to the existing building footprint. The plan was submitted in conjunction with West Coast Professional Center East, S2611, on parcel 6.01, which shares the proposed cross-access easement to serve as ingress-egress for both sites. Parcel is comprised of 0.569 acres, more or less, and located on the northwest side of Savannah Road, Route 9 business, at the intersection with West Coast Road, Route 12. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 335, map 12.05, parcel 12.00. The zoning is medium commercial C2 district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions or concerns about this?
No.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for S25-73 West Coates Professional Center West.
With final by staff?
With final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency.
Thank you. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve S25-73 West Coates Professional Center West as a preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next up is S2611 West Coates Professional Center East preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a mixed-use structure on the site to accommodate an office and residential apartment unit on the site. The plan proposes the adaptive reuse of the existing 2,690 square foot dwelling structure, converting it to a 200 square foot law office use and a multifamily use consisting of a single three-bedroom residential apartment unit, as well as parking and an internal road. The plan proposes no increase to the existing building footprint. The plan was submitted in conjunction with West Coates Professional Center West, S2573, and parcel 6.01, which shares the proposed cross-access easement to serve as ingress-egress for both sites. Parcel is comprised of 0.501 acres, more or less, and is located on the northwest side of Savannah Road, Route 9 business, at the intersection with West Coates Road, Route 12. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel, District 335, map 12.05, parcel 6.01. Zoning is medium commercial, C2 district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions from this one?
No.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan S26-11 West Coast Professional Center East with final approval by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S26-11 West Coates Professional Center East preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is S2601 Mount Air Feed Mill preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of an agricultural feed mill facility to include proposed buildings and structures totaling approximately 160,000 square feet, internal railroad freight circulation, a rail spur connection to the Norfolk Southern Rail Line, parking internal roads, stormwater management, and ancillary improvements. Facility is proposed on three parcels comprised of a total of 201.51 acres, more or less, and located on the west side of Sussex Highway Route 13 on the southwest corner of the intersection with Newton Road, Sussex County Road 584. Additionally, a special use exception was granted for the feed mill use on the site by Sussex County Board of Adjustment at their meeting of June 5th, 2023, case number 12843. Staff would also note that the applicant also received an extension thereto of that special use exception in August of 2025. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcels is District 530, District map 16.00, parcel 12.00, parcel 11.00, and parcel 11.01. The zoning is medium commercial district. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon all agency approval. And staff have to make a correction. This zoning district is a typo. This is heavy industrial H1 zoning district.
No questions, anybody?
No.
All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for S-26-01 Mount Air Feed Mill with final approval by staff and upon the receipt of agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S-2601 Mount Air Feed Mill as a preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next up is S-2608-20924 Camp Road preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of an outdoor athletic field, parking, and other site improvements to be located off Camp Road, Sussex County Road 532 in Bridgeville, Delaware. The use as an outdoor athletic field was approved by Sussex County Council via conditional use 2584, ordinance number 4013, at their meeting of Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. The parcels are comprised of 8.07 acres, more or less. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcels are District 331, Map 2, parcels 18.19 and 18.20. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions? You good, Jim? Anything?
Members of the commission may remember during the public hearing a lot of testimony about what the purpose is of the pole barn. It's up to the commission whether you want additional annotation added to the plan when it's stamped and approved, governing what that pole barn's approval is for. Now, according to the site plan, it just says existing pole barn, and it doesn't appear to have any connection with the soccer field or the use, and it's certainly not shown to be part and parcel of the use. So it's up to the commission whether you want to add additional annotation. The commission may remember there was some significant back and forth about what the reuse of the various structures were on the site. So.
May I interrupt? Mr. Whitehouse, there has been another application submitted for the pole barn.
Good.
Oh, so should we leave that out of this?
Yeah, if there's been another for the use of the pole barn, okay, then I think there should be a note on this then that we're approving that it's not part of the approved conditional use. I mean, you could make that, preliminary site plan subject to the revision that the existing pole barn should not be included in the
consideration
uses. Okay. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve preliminary site plan for S-2608-20924 Camp Road with final approval by staff upon receipt of agency approval with the existing pole barn on the property not part of this
approval.
I second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve S-2608-20924 Camp Road as a preliminary site plan, excluding the existing pole barn shown on the site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is S-26-10 Rennie Hunt, conditional use number 2493, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a proposed 1,127 square foot, more or less, site development office, outdoor storage, and parking. Staff note that the site was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2493, to establish the site development office, outdoor storage, and parking use, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, subject to 14 conditions of approval. The change was adopted through ordinance number 4029. Staff note that the plans indicate an 877 square foot equipment storage and service area, which was noted on the preliminary site plans previously for review to be an automobile service and repair garage, which was not originally part of the conditional use, which was applied for and approved by the Commission and Council. The plans otherwise comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the northwest side of Roxana Road, Route 17, approximately 0.07 mile northeast of Pyle Center Road, Route 20, at 35082 Roxana Road in Frankfort, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 19. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, and that the Commission clarify that no approval is given for an automobile service and repair garage, service garage on the property, and this would require submittal of an additional new conditional use application to expand the use that was originally applied for.
They also have fuel storage tanks.
Just one moment.
Mr. Collins' point, yes, the ordinance, I have a copy here, specifically prohibits fuel storage tanks as part of the site plan. So there's two aspects to this. There's the aspect that Mrs. Lepore raises in relation to the anomaly that staff discovered during the review process as to why there's reference to vehicle repairs in the parking calculations in the previous plans. That's actually been removed from this plan, so the Commission can clarify in approving it today that this is not approving any vehicle repair activities. And secondly, if you weren't minded to approve today, I would suggest that it be contingent on that being amended prior to any stamping of any plans. Or alternatively, you could require the whole thing to come back to you.
This one, there's a lot that's been going on. I would just say deny it and make
it. I agree. Come back with it, correct, like it should be, removing the fuel tanks, which is clearly a condition that we had out there. And then, as was stated, it was to be an office type thing for off-site construction, so.
Yeah. I think it's just a motion, if you're inclined, just to deny the preliminary site plan as submitted.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to deny the preliminary site plan as submitted.
I second.
The motion has been made and seconded to deny the site plan for S26-10, Rennie S. Hunt, conditional use number 2493. Just a reminder, all those in favor, when you vote in favor, you are voting in favor to deny. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is lands of John and Rita Klukas. Minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 0.807 acre more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 0.784 acre more or less. And proposed lot three shall consist of 0.757 acre more or less. And lot four shall consist of 0.899 acre more or less. The residual land shall contain 0.753 acre more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Woodenhawk Road, Sussex County Road 569, directly across from Double Fork Road, Sussex County Road 570. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 7, Parcel 27. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Looks good to me, sir.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of John and Rita Klukas for preliminary and final approval.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of John and Rita Klukas. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is lands of Craig and Robin Mills, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 1 acre, proposed lot two shall consist of 1 acre, and proposed lot three shall consist of 1.096 acres, more or less. And lot four shall consist of 1.36 acres, more or less. The residual land shall contain 17.352 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the west side of Appels Road, Sussex County Road 626, approximately 0.3 miles south of Shawnee Road, Sussex County Road 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 130, Map 5, parcel 76.01, zoning as AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move.
God dang, I'm going to turn it off. Sorry, guys. Leave it on the rest of the way. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the land minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement, lands of Craig and Robin Mills, with final approval by staff upon the receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the lands of Craig and Robin Mills minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Lands of SSA Properties LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot 5 shall consist of 0.814 acre more or less. Proposed lot 6 will consist of 0.993 acre more or less. Proposed lot 7 shall consist of 0.8756 acre more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 12.611 acres more or less. Lot 2 shall contain 4.945 acres more or less, and lot 3 shall contain 7.666 acres more or less following the subdivision. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Rust Road, Sussex County Road 635, approximately 570 feet southeast of North Union Church Road, Sussex County Road 42. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcels District 130, Map 6, and parcels 59.03 and 59.04. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
I'm sorry, did you say you did have a shared use agreement for the existing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement, lands of SSA Properties LLC for preliminary and final approval.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of SSA, Properties LLC as a preliminary and final minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda.